Hello, hello, hello. This is Adolf Vega from 3D or 2D.com. And today, this actually is a review redux. So what does that mean? Basically, I already did this review almost 3 years ago. And since a lot of people have been comparing Coco with Book of Life, I thought it would be fun to re-release and update this podcast audio review of Book of Life. So it's basically the same audio. I added some music and changed a little bit of the intro and the exit to be more like how I am now. But this is slightly tweaked version of the Book of Life review. Probably a better version, actually. I've gotten much better at this since 2014. Yeah, I hope you enjoy this review of Book of Life. Book of Life is now available pretty much everywhere where you can buy movies. So if you want to buy it on DVD or Blu-ray or iTunes or YouTube, whatever, it's available. And it's available for a pretty good price. So if you are interested, I would recommend buying it. I bought it for $5 on iTunes. I don't know if that sale is still going on. But you get it for fairly cheap right now. Very different movies from Coco and Book of Life. So, but people love to compare things, so I wanted to put this up just a reminder. And, you know, I think iTunes only lets you go back a certain amount of podcasts, so this might be a podcast that most of the people listening may have never heard of. Or you may have, you just barely remember it because it's 3 years ago. So that's going to be basically it from this editor's note. I hope you enjoyed this review redux.
Let's go watch it in 2D. No, let's go watch it in 3D. But if we watch it in 3D, then is it worth the cost?
I will never stop loving you.
Did you think it was gonna be that easy?
I kind of did.
She's not your average princess.
Huh? Did I mention I studied fencing?
You picked yourself a feisty one.
They're not your typical Prince Charming.
You two are acting like fools.
Wait, me too?
And this...
I'll do anything to be with Maria.
Are you certain?
With all my heart.
Done?
Is not your ordinary fairy tale.
Where am I?
Welcome to the land of the remembered. Just hold
this year.
Please help me reunite with the love of my life.
Stay here with us.
We have epic fiestas every day.
All you can eat churros.
Comes an adventure.
You're so strong, Joaquin.
Thanks. I work out a lot.
Unlike anything you've ever seen.
Jakal is here!
Why don't you pick on someone your own size?
Cause no one's that big, man.
Hey, buddy.
Yes!
The Book of Life.
Hold it! I know exactly what to play!
You! You got what I need!
Seriously?
Hello, this is Adolf Vega from 3D or 2D.com, and today I will be reviewing The Book of Life. Book of Life is a 3D movie released in October of 2014 that's produced by Guillermo del Toro. The first and foremost on 3D or 2D.com audio podcast movie reviews, I will talk about the 3D aspect. The 3D aspect in this movie I thought was really well done. Many times the 3D would be presented in a more interesting and fun way. So this is a good example where there's a bullfight and the horns really pop out in 3D and the face is much more intimidating because, you know, you could kind of see it coming and how it's presented, you know, the perspective the 3D adds makes it more compelling and interesting to see that bull run at you or how the character is presented in front of that bull. You know, it, obviously, if you don't see it in 3D, I don't think you will be totally disappointed. I do think you'll miss out, and I do think it's a good
used to the 3D. You know, occasionally you have confetti, and the confetti and particle effects in 3D look really nice. And occasionally the setting would actually also be presented in the 3D way, where you could really tell this is closer than that or farther from that. And the characters, you know, walk around and seem much more 3D. You know, the characters are like puppets and kind of presented in that way. So having the 3D kind of really makes them solidify to be 3D characters. So I thought it was handled really good. And it was mostly fun. You know, a majority of the movie is presented really good in 3D. A small minority is not in 3D at all. The art style will change, and the movie is presented in 2D. This is actually a very deliberative choice by the director to make the movie not be in 3D. And it's a little bit jarring at times because it's kind of like, whoa, why did he do that? But it makes sense in the context of the story. So it's actually a pretty smart choice. I personally would have just left it in 3D and made the 3D a little bit more interesting, but those few and far between scenes are kind of just nice to, they do switch it around. So it's not necessary to watch this in 3D, but it definitely enhances the movie visually to watch it in 3D. So this is a great example of a good 3D movie. You make sure that's clear. This is a good 3D movie, not great. It lacks that extra oomph to make it, oh my god, you have to see it in 3D. This is a very good 3D movie. You enjoy it if you watch it in 3D, but you don't have to see it. Okay, on to the movie itself. The movie is kind of cliche and generic at times because it revolves around two characters. Two male characters who are trying to get the love of a female character. But it's much more than that because it's a story within a story. I won't spoil it because I was really surprised and I really liked this aspect of the movie, but it's much more than what it seems. And at times, yes, the characters act very cliche and act very generic. But I can forgive it because the setting is so fantastical that it's okay to ground the characters in a generic, at least for me, for this example of this movie, it's okay to have generic cliche characters and story within a very strange and weird aspect. Because the Day of the Dead is a holiday that is not ever represented on screen, at least in any kind of major animated or any movie that I ever seen or, you know, known about. There may be a few movies that deal with the Day of the Dead, but this is the biggest release I ever know of. And I was a little bit worried that I would not be able to relate because I do not know of the Day of the Dead that well. But it does have a very good aspect of explaining the holiday and the basicness of it. Now, this aspect is actually something that I have to put full disclosure on. I am Hispanic. You know, I am been to Mexico. My parents are Mexican, and I love the culture. Now, the Day of the Dead is not something that I have actually celebrated. You know, I was born in America and lived in America all my life, you know, only visiting Mexico a few times. And my, you know, family is a Catholic, so Day of the Dead kind of contradicts a lot of Catholicism, and it's not really something that a lot of people do, like millions and millions. It kind of is, but it kind of, Halloween's kind of taking over. So it's something that a lot of people still do, but it's not something that is every single person does in Mexico. And it hasn't necessarily transcended to, you know, Hispanic culture in America, at least the circles that I run in. So I was worried about being alienated and not really knowing, but the movie does a good enough job. I was more worried that the movie would portray Mexican culture and Hispanic culture in a negative light. Movies like this can easily easily go to being cute to being offensive. And while they do have the mustaches and, you know, the traditional Mexican hats, I never thought this was offensive. I thought it walked the line really well, where it kind of played fun of these stereotypes, and it kind of used these stereotypes in a, you know, cute way, but it never mocked or was negative to the culture. And that's where I could really be happy about, because under lesser hands, they could have mocked the people and mocked the culture and been insensitive. And I think this movie handles that balance really well. It is at times a little bit, oh, come on, that's not how real Mexicans are, come on. But I wasn't angry. I was just like, whatever, and rolled my eyes and took the punches, you know, in the fun, enjoyable way. And that's really good directing and writing, that they could walk that line of being playful in the culture but not being offensive. And understanding the culture, it always respects the traditions of the Day of the Dead and makes it interesting. So back onto the movie itself. You know, the characters are cliche, but this fantastical, amazing story about the afterlife. And there's actually three different gods that are introduced in this movie and how they interplay with each other. And, you know, there's another villain that... It's a lot of things going on. So the fact that they have cliche, basic, generic characters and story about love, I could forgive, because it's such a fantastical, over-the-top, crazy setting, and I really enjoyed it. The story is very fun and very funny and has some great music, and but the music that's great are music that they remixed for this movie. The original music within this movie is completely forgettable and almost, I would say, bad. I usually wouldn't care about musical aspects in a movie, but one of the characters' main motivations is to perform music. So the fact that music is such a original musical themes and compositions in this movie is so forgettable. It is kind of a negative aspect of it. And you know, overall, it's still forgivable. You know, the other musical samplings they did in this movie, I thought was really funny and really well done and made sense for the characters. You know, some of the pop culture references in the music work within the context of the movie, even if it doesn't necessarily make sense in the context of the setting of the timeline of the movie. I think this movie is supposed to be the 1920s or something after the Mexican Revolution, but not that much after. But I don't know. It doesn't really matter. It just matters that they're Hispanic culture and, you know, they are advanced but not super advanced, but it's not the modern setting, not the, you know, retro style past setting. It's its own little setting that makes sense for its own culture. Anywho, it's very fast. That's one aspect I like and I don't like at the same time, because it's very entertaining. It's very funny. It has a great flow. It never gets boring. But, here is a big but, the characters are not developed and the settings are not developed enough. So you get these characters, you get these settings, and it's really fantastical and very interesting, and you like the characters, you like the setting, but you're just barely scratch that surface, and you go to the next thing. You know, one scene, you know, you barely get to catch your breath and understand the characters and what they do, and then there's a big action set piece. And it just always goes. It's always on 100 miles an hour. And it's very entertaining and very fun, and I really enjoyed it, but there's many times where I'm like, oh, wait, you don't have to have this action yet. Give me a little bit more time to really get to know these characters. You know, I kind of think this movie has zero fat, which you know, it's understandable. It's like, hey, it's a kid's movie. You shouldn't have fat. You know, your kids are not going to want to see this. It's like, wait a minute. But the adults, you know, and to make a better movie, you can have some fat. You know, you don't want meat that has no fat. You want meat to have some fat to give it extra flavor. And this could have easily used another 30, 40 minutes of fat to really bring out the characters, to really like the characters, to really understand the setting. You know, it just kind of goes at such a fast pace that it's hard to, you know, really enjoy it completely, because you're like, I want to know more. And I know good movies and good stories, you always leave you wanting more, but this one was leaving you really wanting more because it just goes by so fast. Now, overall, the tone kind of reminds me of the Hercules movie from Disney from, I think, 97. But I think this is so much better. So much more fun, more fast, more funny, more enjoyable. It just kind of has that interplay between the gods talking to each other and how they interact with humans. And overall, I have to say this is a lot of fun. This was a really good movie. Even if it was rushed, and even though the musical original compositions were forgettable, I still really enjoyed it. And I'm glad I saw it. I'm glad I saw it in 3D. And I will give this a solid 8 out of 10. Very good movie. Very much enjoyable. I wish it was more developed, and I wish the music was a little bit better. But it has good 3D. And I think it's worth watching. And it's quite refreshing to see the Day of the Dead and a very new fantastical concept thrown into a story like the Day of the Dead and the afterlife it represents. So that's going to be pretty much it for this review. I hope everyone enjoyed it. And I definitely want you to review me. Please go to the website and comment and tell me how much you liked this podcast, or how much you liked the content, and, you know, how much you liked the movie yourself, if you watched it. Please go to iTunes. You know, I have an iTunes account. Please tell me how good I am doing on this podcast. I also have a Stitcher account, so feel free to go Stitcher. You know, you can listen to me any different way. And please rate me, and talk to me, and tell me what I'm doing right or wrong. And, of course, I have a Twitter and a Facebook. So please go to those and tell me what you think of that. So that's going to be it for today. I hope you enjoyed everything. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye. All right, so that's going to wrap up this podcast.
Remember to like, comment, favorite, subscribe, love, whatever. Heart it. Be something.
3D or 2D.com can be found on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and SoundCloud. And if you want to send us email, our email address is email3dor2d@gmail.com. And thank you again for listening. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye, everyone.